in studio. It's the brand manager of Michel Herbelin. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'll find out right now. Michel Herbelin is how we say it in South Africa. Hilton Rens, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. Good afternoon.
Hilton, you might want to get a little bit closer to your mic. These things are quite... Yeah, there we go.
Is that better?
So you're visiting the Bolito environment because you're represented here by our favorite jeweler, Bernard's.
Yes.
It's
right
across
the road.
From us, and you know, fabulous source of all things bright and beautiful, including Michel Herbelin. Now,
correct.
Watches. Here's the question. I'm sure that a lot of people are asking you this. A little bit like print publications, I think. People say to us, but print is dead, you know. And we say, you know what? It probably is in the traditional sense, but when it comes to excellence in print, it's alive and kicking. In fact, it's doing better than ever. And that's because we're invested in it and we can see the numbers. I'm sure people have told you, no one wears watches anymore. What are you in the watch business? And your answer to that would be?
Yeah, I actually get asked this quite often at Breyers and that sort of thing, especially with new technology coming in and all the rest of it. We really do provide a watch, and it's a brand. It's an expression of oneself. If you look at men, the jewelry that they wear, we don't wear these big gold chains, and we don't wear all that anymore. We have a watch that talks about our expression of ourselves.
So it's a status symbol.
It's a status symbol, but
it
more than that,
it says you've arrived, because the Michel Herbelin brand, it's not for the those that don't have means to wear them.
Right.
They're expensive pieces of kit.
Yes, well, you'll be quite surprised. The pricing is good, and if you come and visit Bernard, you'll see exactly what we have to offer. So we do sort of have a watch that would be for each person's needs, but it is on that
what
sort of
start
high.
At around about
you're
8 grand.
At about 8 grand.
Yeah,
7.95.
So it's a serious piece of kit. I mean, it's a beautiful. Obviously, you get what you pay for. Price is indicative of quality generally.
Correct, and I mean that's the bottom line when it comes to premium watches. And we really do offer a good product out there, and I think South Africans have really enjoyed the brand over the last 30 plus years. And it's a known brand. It's a brand that people aspire to having.
It's been very well marketed in the country. I think everyone's heard of Michel Herbelin.
Right.
But then there is that notion, hang on a second, it's French.
Yes.
And French people don't make watches. The Swiss make watches.
Swiss,
Japanese make watches.
Yeah.
But the French
are never on time either. So
don't be like that.
I've got a lot.
Being
very
Francophobe.
I have got a lot of French friends, and that's the running joke. They will rock up 2 hours,
that's because they're not wearing a Michel Herbelin.
Exactly.
If they had one of those, they would be on time.
Not yet. We were talking about that before the interview. So the French part really comes in the design, and that's what is indicative about the Michel Herbelin brand in South Africa. We don't look like other brands. We've got very specific styles, and that's the French flair that's coming through. But you mentioned the Swiss. We do use Swiss movements. We really use the best materials that we can find and put this brand together. So it really is about a brand that is passionate, a brand that is constantly evolving. We've got some good news coming up next year to celebrate our 75th anniversary, and that's what I was really doing this last week, is getting into the marketplace and telling the jewelers about what the changes are, and you'll see it on shelves.
Does Michel Herbelin make the collectible list?
The collectible list?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys that and girls that collect watches. There are people that literally travel with a little armful of, you know, like one of the display with their watches for the holiday.
Yeah,
and I'll wear this one Monday, Tuesday. Michel Herbelin is a feature along with the other. We won't talk about the brands, but there are a few that come to mind.
Yeah, we certainly do. On this trip, I've just heard from a retailer about a lady that is just completely passionate and buys many watches. I won't say how many, but she's got a lot of our brand only. We do certainly.
Are they are they investments? Do they increase in value?
I'd say they're investment in love, really. And I mean that's a lot of the jewelers out there are selling love at the end of the day. It's a celebration. When somebody purchases it, you're going to wear this. You're going to remember that moment that you were given this watch, or that you frankly walked into a store and bought it for yourself.
Are old Herbelins valuable? I mean, if you look at eBay or wherever, do you find them coming up?
You do, and we get asked that question a lot. We bring the watches in, we put it on shelves brand new, but I'd say certainly in the second hand market, it is a growing concern in South Africa, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Just so for interest, one of our facts is that we're the third biggest country to sell Michel Herbelin in the world.
South Africa?
In South Africa. South Africa makes the top three in the world, which is not...
So obviously doing a fabulous job.
Well, somebody is, yes. I can't take all the credit. It's a whole team of people that get involved, and we're very close to Michelle Heuvelin because of our offering and because of what the country means to them.
Obviously, Christmas is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Winter is not. It's gone, luckily. For us, Christmas is coming, and obviously there are many thinking about, what do you buy someone that's got everything?
Right.
I would put it to you that you can have as many watches as you can afford.
Yeah.
Because each one of them is, they're all kind of unique in a sense, and they all say something different.
Right.
And they... If you get the right combination, I suppose, if you get the right watch for the right occasion at the right price, you'll probably do very well with a Michelle Heuvelin from Bernard's.
Thank you.
Hey?
Yeah.
I'm just dropping a few hints.
Yes, sir. Luckily, my birthday is coming up next in this studio, so hey.
Yeah. what would you say to someone that is thinking about buying a piece of bespoke timekeeping, and looking at the obvious big brands that are out there with the enormous expensive price tags, and then of course the more run of the mill offerings that maybe are not as prestigious.
Clean.
And where does the Michelle Heuvelin offer fit in?
I mean, we sort of a mid premium brand. We do offer a really great product for what you're looking at. And the idea really is a lot of people go online, they see what's available. There's nothing like going into a store and seeing the person and talking to them and getting an understanding and a feeling of the watch. When you put it on your wrist, that emotion that goes into that is very important. So please, we've got retailers all over KZN and in particular here in Bernard's.
And are they well supported in terms of
absolutely
backup
absolutely.
And service?
Yeah, that's really my job, to make sure.
Because it's important
that
to service a good watch. You
absolutely.
Have to. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much how often should one have a watch serviced?
You should go in every 2 years. Yeah. That's what the Swiss say about their movements. But you should really have it looked at. Unfortunately, in South Africa, we sort of fix it only when it's broken. But one should take it in. I mean, if you compare it to a car, your car would be running sort of 2 hours a day.
When it needs a new battery, that's about
there the thing. There we go.
My watch, I broke my strap.
And then we kind of go, oh. But these things do, it's got a moving mechanism in it, and it's working 24 hours a day. So it is something that should be looked at and brought in and checked.
They don't do an oil and a grease like the car, but obviously things are lubricated.
Yeah, correct.
Properly.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, it's an outstanding machine if you look at the complexities of a movement.
Last you a lifetime.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Beyond.
And if you want to go in and have a look, there's a new range that we're bringing out with automatic watches, which don't work with a battery. It works off the movement of your wrist.
Kinetic?
More Kinetic would be another brand. Ours is automatic.
Okay.
So it goes back to the traditional roots of how they made it. Correct. 100%.
Hey, wow.
That weighted circular movement. Yeah.
Lovely.
Huh.
Yeah. So it oscillates and it builds up tension in the spring in the watch. So
that's very interesting.
I had no idea that Michelle Heuvelin offered that sort of level
absolutely.
Of sophistication. Now you do. Hilton Renz, our very special guest from Michelle Heuvelin, in town for one day only. And if you want to pop into Bernard's, you'll be able to see what Michelle Heuvelin is all about and why there is so much excitement. So thanks so much for joining us on the afternoon
show. Yeah, lovely. All the best.
We've got just a couple of minutes before the news. Let's get into